verse number 6.
והחויס אישות אין להקשו את זה נידר תאוסר ליובום אף על פי שמתהרס even after that she's retired or been there כמו החויס אישתו אישאין מסייבמס אפילו מייסא אישתו אחריך זה לא הלוך איפה מעשרו כמו שנסרו שואח אז נסרו אילומס וכויס עשה אבי נידר לא מזוג עם נסרו אבי נידר לא מזוג עם נסרו דלו אידומי ואחויס אישו ושאר הרייס איסו רמד על היוב ומתפי משאר בני יוב אבל נידו לכולי על מהסיר I want to be מבייר השתיקל דברי תספס לא מגיין בפמלח ובמסעד עוד הדבורים that it will be close to element just we have to build it up לסודו בצורה סדור תספס אסס זה קשה נידו לא מזיין נסו Why in Nido we don't say Nesro? Why we don't say Nesro in Nido? We have a Nido. Lama zogin Nesro. Da'ayinu, b'shas nefila, she's a Nido. Then she goes to the mikveh. Afilu ochri, let her came in she Nesro shoachas Nesro ilomus. Zog teisus leidomi la'achos isho. It's not the same like achos isho. Now when teisus asks the kasha, when we died yesterday, the pashtus, teisus only asks that te'osar le'ibu. Teisus doesn't ask that will be no chalitza. Tesis doesn't mention nothing in the Torah. Tesis asks that there will be Nesro. Kevin she Nesro shoach as Nesro ilamis. And Tesis answers, Leidomi la'achis isho. We have to know, what is the Masa u'matin do? What is the Shak Levitayra do in Tesis? Now be Masa. The first Hezbel that we said yesterday, behind the Hezbel from the Briskerov and Reb Nochem, the whole Lange Hezbel that we said yesterday, the Tzuras HaDvorim is the following. What is the Tzuras HaDvorim? Tesis asks a kasha, will be Nesro. Nida will be Nesro. He doesn't ask him Chalitza because it's Tafsi B'Kiddushin. But will be Nesro. And he answers, Leidomi la'achos isho. It's not the same like achos isho. The reason is no Nesro here, because it's not like achos isho. If it would be like achos isho, it would be Nesro. While it's not like achos isho, the Mele is no Nesro. And what Reb Nochem was shver, and this is about the kashet, is tchilas advorim. What do you mean, leidomi la'achos isho? Nesro has shaychus ta'achos isho? Nesro has shaychus ta'achos isho? Dehaino, I will explain. What is the aloche of Nesro? Kevon she Nesro sho'achas, Nesro ilomis. Kol yevomo she nanikoyre bo b'shas nefilo, Yevomo Yovo Yoleo, Kevon she Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilomis. She was also Shoachas, she's also forever. Kevon she Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilomis. Avushteidos, it's a Svore. It's a Svore. What is the Svore? Oda Sinishkin Darkinoya, we'll see later. Oda Undarkinoya. What is the Svore? Aloch Elohim Sinai. The Zika, if the Zika starts in the beginning, it starts. If it doesn't start at the beginning, it doesn't come later. So other it's Gzeres HaKosu, Aloch Elohim Sinai. Other it's a Svore. Other the Zika starts at the beginning, other it doesn't start. Other it's a Svore from Darchinoyam, who's in the Hemshach of the Tesis. But it's a Din Nesro. Kevon she Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilomis. It doesn't say nowhere in the Torah Nesro. It starts. This is the parsha of Nesro. No shaychus to Arayas. No shaychus to Achos Isho. It's not written in Achos Isho. It's a svora chitzoinis. It's a svora in kop. Kevon she Nesro shoachas, the zika didn't start in the beginning, the zika will not start later. The Shesach became a Osul Dikei Shesach, it will stay a Osul Dikei Shesach. Nishken Darkinoyam as Nish, Aloch Elam Yishim Yisinai as Eh, Dossi the Svorah from Darkinoyam, Dossi the Svorah from Nesro. If this is the Svorah from Nesro, If this is the tzus of the Shmaisa, and this is what we have here, and this is the Avodas Advori. So it's not Shaykhis to Achris Isha. So what Taisus answers, Loi Domi L'Achris Isha. What is the Shaykhis to Achris Isha? Nesu is not coming out from Achris Isha. Nesu is not Nilmat from Achris Isha. Nesu is a Svore Farzich. A svara bifnei atzmo. What is the svara bifnei atzmo of Nesro? That the zikah doesn't start at the beginning, it will not start later. A shayna svara. A gesunde svara. A glatte svara. They says, but leidomi l'achris isho. I'm learning it out from achris isho. It's nilma from achris isho. It's learned out from achris isho. It's not learned out from achris isho. I'm not learning it from achris isho. So how Taisus could say a svore veloidomi l'achris isha? What is the shaykhis veloidomi l'achris isha? This one is bothering Reb Nochem. I want to explain the hechech to what we say. The hechech to what we say. I'm telling you, it's a svore pshuto. It's not written in the Torah under the words of achris isha. How I know that Nesro is a glatte svore? A boich svore, a darchinoyam dike svore, a loch lemoshim sinah dike svore. How I know that? Rove says in Daf Ches Amud Aleph that you don't need a pasuk that you can do a yibum in achris isha. Omar Rove, ervo gufe lo yitzrich ekro. I don't need a pasuk that I cannot do yibum. I could figure out mi svore that I cannot do yibum. Ein efe doich aloises eshiyesh boi kores. Not the maskonas agmore alochi kerove bekol atirikulo erv chesam mudalef erv gufe elo omar rove erv gufe lo yitzrich ekro. Now, if someone asks you how I know arayis apotu, arayis en esa deicha lo yisa shiyash bekoris, how I know that it patos the tzoro litzro, but that the erv is potu, I could figure out myself. From where I could figure it out myself, en esa deicha lo yisa shiyash bekoris. So if I could figure out myself, misvore, that ain't esa deicha leisa sheyesh bekores, and misvore I know that ain't esa deicha leisa sheyesh bekores. So if I know misvore that ain't esa deicha leisa sheyesh bekores, I can't do yibu. I'll ask you a shaila, but how I will know nesro? If it's no pasuk that erve is potu, how I will know nesro? How I know that if she was also once, she will stay also forever? The teretzus, it's a svore. If she's asur, I can't do yibum. So the zikah didn't start. If the zikah didn't start at the beginning, it will never start later. If the zikah doesn't start at the beginning, the zikah doesn't come out later. If the ishisach is asur from the beginning, this is the reason the svara pshuta Reb Oruch Berg gesagt that nesro is not nilmat from the posuk. It's not learned out from the fact that Hashem said that you can't do yibum in arayis. I could figure out that the fact that Hashem said I can't do Yibum in Arayis, I will figure out to do a parsha for Nesro. Parsha for Nesro, even if Hashem would never say that I can't do Yibum in Arayis, Misvore ein eset deicha loisis ashiyesh beikores, I would figure out Nesro. Because I would say a svore, if she's not a Yavam in the beginning, she's not a Yavam later. If the Shesach is also, ve'oraye, erve gufa loitzichiko, there's no posuk for erve that she's potter. Avtzore is a posuk. But if erve is no posuk. This is the glatte zach was Reb Oruch Berg gesagt. I think it's a glatte zach. If this Reb Oruch Berg is glat, so we'll go back to our Taisus. Taisus asked the kasha nida, which is not one of the list of the Mishnah, but you can do yibum when she was a nida, because she's chai v'kores, and ein esa deicha loisa se sheyesh b'kores. So when you have a nida, you can do yibum, because ein esa deicha loisa se sheyesh b'kores. So in a nida, you cannot do yibum. Ein esa deicha leisa sheyesh bekoros. Frek Taisus, so even if she goes to the mikveh, she has to be asur al tznei esro. Even if she goes to the mikveh, she has to be asur al tznei esro. Bseido, makes sense. Ein echnami, she's not nismat min aparshe, but you can't do yibu min a nida because ein esa deicha leisa sheyesh bekoros. And so Taisus, but it's not the same of arayis. But it's not the same of arayis. I'm not learning out nesro. Nesro is a svore. Kevin shenesro shoachas nesro elomis. If the svore is a glad svore, kevin shenesro shoachas nesro elomis. What's end for Taisus? You know why is no nesro nido? Because loidomi lachris isha. So what if we tell me the Achis Isha? Shaykh is the Achis Isha. As then we came yesterday with a Hesber, we called it Rob's Hesber, Nochum's Hesber. Taisus is answering, not that I cannot learn it out from Achis Isha. Nesro is a Svore. Zog Taisus is a Svore. You know why there's no Nesro here? I will tell you why. Because the Svore of Nesro is when the lady is out. So if she's out in the beginning, she stays out forever. Nido is not out. Why? And we explain. Every Yevama falls Le'ibum. How the Yevama falls Le'ibum? How every Yevama falls Le'ibum? The way the Yevama falls Le'ibum is a mitzvah to miyad in the Yevama. If she's a Erve, fakir, Hashem doesn't want me to marry this lady. So fakir, the Erve says, don't marry me. The Yibum says, marry me. The Erva says, don't marry me. I'm bad. Don't marry me. The Mele is Nesro. And if she's out, she stays out forever. Svor. Nida is not out. Why the Nida is not out? Why the Nida is not out? Because we said Nida is like Yom Kippur. The lady doesn't say, don't marry me. Grade Yom Kippur, you have a problem to make Yibum. She's out in Yom Kippur. She's out. She's not out. If she's not out, so it's never Nesro. This is the tenets of Tesis. So Tesis asks the Kasha, will be Nesro Misvore? Nesro doesn't need Yalfusas. And the answer is, Nesro, what is the longness of Nesro? Now she's out for 1 minute, she stays out forever. Erve is out. Why Erve is out? Because the Chesed of Yibum says, make Yibum to this lady, she wants Yibum. Zog the Erve, she doesn't want, she's a bad lady, she's not a good lady to Yibum. Zi will nishken Yibum. She's out of the parsha. Came she nesra shachas esra elomis, misvore. Loi domi lechachis isho. And neither she's not out, she's like Yom Kippur. She wants Yibum. She's in the parsha, she's in, she's not out. Grada, you can't do it. Oh, but she's not out. I mean, later when you could do it, you do it. As if she falls in Yom Kippur, Avada, you do Yibum later. Zelda Zach, if she's a Nida, it's not a Shem Erba, as the Losh Natei Sarosh, the Lav Shem Erbai, and the Mele is no Shaykhis to Nes. Lefid them, we feared ice. This is better than Machazon, what we said yesterday. Just to make it clear. Lefid them, we feared ice. Zach Rebor Ben and Reb Nochem. Chai Velavim Ve'ese, Shim Bolu Leikonu. Chai Velavim Ve'ese, is no mitzvah's Ese to do Yibum, because Ein Ese, Deicha Leisese Ve'ese. So also you could say Nesro. Because Chai V'Lavim V'Esa, we said it's in the ladies, Zokar Biskerov. She's a manzer. Don't marry her. She's a manzer. She's a chalolo. She's a grusha lekoyen. She's out. If she's out, so you could do Nesro on her also. So she has a Nesro. So she has a Nesro. A man is a svor of a Nesro. You have a Nesro. Let's take another question. You have a Nesro. Even if later the Eser goes off, we say Nesro. This was the first Hesber that we learned in Tesfus. This is the first Hesber we learned in Tesfus. And it's a glatte Hesber. This is a glatte Hesber. We said this is the reason that Takele Maskoni Balu Konu, because she's not out, she's in the parsha. So even more from that goes Tesfus. That Filu Beis Nidoso in Balu Konu. This was the Shtikl Teira that we said yesterday. Azeh Biskarov and the Mikhtovim, the last page of the Biskarov and Sefer, is Masbut Tesis. Reb Nochem comes here, B'Shem Reb Ochber, and wants to say another Hesber and Tesis. And I want to be Masbut why we have to come to another Hesber and Tesis. What is not good in this Hesber? This Hesber is good, but when Tesis says, Leidomi Lachisisho, it's not mashma only that he came to say that belomdus it's a different kind of Nesro. It's more mashma to say that you cannot learn it out from Nida. And the Loshon HaTesis Yeshonim is Veleke Lemeilef Me'achris Isho. It's mashma differently. It's mashma that Tesis wanted that Nesro be learned out from Achris Isho. And Tesis answered that you cannot learn it out from Achris Isho. Leidomi Le'achris Isho. And the shayla is, what is the Hesber? What is the Hesber? So as then we're coming today with the second Hesber in Tesis. On Herzog Heinrich. Tesis like he asked that she'll be Nesro, not Chalitza, but she'll be Nesro. Zog Tesis leidomi lachis isha. I'll be Masber. The first Yesoid is, Forbi Nesra is a svore. We can't take it away. You have to know Nesra is a svore. There's no drosha nowhere. It's a svore. Maybe Darchinoya, maybe Aloch and Moshe Misuna. It's a svore. But even that Nesra is a svore, how you become Nesra? We said it. When I'm out for a while, I stay out forever. Who is called that she's out? Only if it's the mute in the Parsha, Oleo, Oleo, that the Erva is potum meibum, she's out. If it's no mute in the Parsha, Fun Oleo, Oleo, if it's no Afkor in the Parsha, you can't say she's out. To be out, you need a mute in the Parsha. If you don't have a mute in the Parsha, you're not out. If you don't have a mute in the Parsha, you're not out. To be out, you need a mute in the parsha. Arayas have a mute in the parsha. B'meila is Nesra. Chavelavim ve'ese, even that you can do Yibum, they don't have a mute in the parsha, you can't say Nesra. Again, Nesra stays misvore. Nesra is a svore. Kevin she Nesra sho'achas Nesra ilomis. Nesra is not a drosha. Nesra is a svore. Narchinoya, malocha lomayshim yisina. Ober, what is Nesra? If she's out for a while, she's out forever. The zikah didn't start, will never start later. The shesach became osur, will stay osur forever. Who is out? The one that is nismayed from the parsha is out. The one that is not nismayed from the parsha is not out. Who is nismayed from the parsha? Arayas. Chai ve'labim ve'esther were not nismayed from the parsha. Granted, it crashes. I want to do Yibum, I have a problem. But Avu states in the Torah, don't do Yibum. Only an Arayas. Only an Arayas states not to do Yibum. Bemele, only an Arayas you could say Nesra. Aminut. Unazei states in the Chazanish that Vadai and Chai Velabim ve'ese is no Nesra. Only Mishen Nismayet me'akosuv ve'nifka me'aparsho kevon she'nesra sho'achas Nesra elomis. But if it's not Nefka from the Parsha, if it's not Nefka from the Parsha, Avadu you don't say Nesra. Avadu you don't say Nesra. This is Pasha. When Azei Shehen Shulchan Aruch and Eben HaEzer, Kufa and Dalet, Mishi Yasura Mishum Ervo, Kevin Shenesra Shohachas Nesra Elomis. Kufa and Dalet Sif Kot Sif Aleph, Zog de Goen, La Fuke Nido Shi Loi Ervo, Mele Zno Nesra. Mele Enfer Teisves, Val Nido is not like Achois Isho, so she's not out of the Parsha. Only the Arayas Ukshu Le'adodi. Nida is not a Erve. B'mele, she's not out the Parsha. B'mele, is no Nesra. Before we build it up, I want to have the two pshat in klo. The first Mahalach says, Nesra doesn't need a mute from the Pasuk. Nesra is a Svore. If she's out, she's out. And out could be Chavelavim Ve'esa. Everything could be out. So Frek Teis is why Nida doesn't have Nesra. The answer, she's not Mamish out. It's like a Keeper, it's like a Velis. It's not out. Now we're not going into these kind of svores. This is out, this is in. Now we're saying under a svore. What is out is mufka from the parsha. It's nesra. What is not out is no nesra. What is kivea out or in? Not svores, briskerovs. Not these kind of svores that we make up. What makes out is, if it's a mute from the pasuk, it's out. If it's not mute from the pasuk, it's not out. What is mute from the pasuk? Arayas. What is not a herve is not a smart in a posuk. Zog teis is nido loidomi le arayas, the male it's not out. You will be a problem with Mashiach and Hekesh. We'll have to be Yashem. Now the kasha is, Avada the second pshat sounds so easy and so clear. The problem in the second pshat is, we have a Gemara in Daf Ches. Omar Rove, Erva Gufe Loi Tzriche Kro. I don't need a Posuk on Erva. Now we're saying that if we would not have a Posuk on Erva, we'll be no Nesra. The first Pshat, this Gufe was derived from the first Mehalach, that Nesra, even if it's no Miut, Nesra is a Svore, not only that Nesra is a Svore, every lady that is out, even Chavilavim, when she's out, is Nesra. We have to say, Nida is not out. Oh, but you don't need a pasuk to tell me that I'm out. Because if I need a pasuk, how the Gemara says, Erve Gufa Leitzrich Ekro, I need a pasuk. Now the second Mahalach is coming and saying, Nay, nay. Out means Hashem said out. If Hashem doesn't say out, it's in. And Nesra is only if Hashem sent out. That what is Nesra? We'll see in this, the next part of Tesis. How Nesra works. But when Hashem says out, when Hashem doesn't say out, it's not out. Aber Azei, so the male of this Tesis Kasha, neither is out, the answer is neither is not out because she's not a Helve. Say no. Aber what is the Pshat in the Gemara Helve, Gufa Leitzricha Krop? The Gemara states that even if I would not have a Pasuk on the Helve, that she's also Leibu, even if I would not have a Pasuk on the Helve, that she's also Leibu, I would figure out myself that she's Potom Leibu. You're right, but I would not know Nesra. And Rabbi says, Helve Gufa Leitzricha Krop. For this Kasha, Reb Nochem came and said the next step. Again, he said that Vorim is the Kabbalah was Mekabel from Reb Ochber. As Reb Ochber was Meyasid, and after what I said, you'll see now again after the Reb Nochem and Eischez, everything is Mamish. This, after you hear it clear, you'll see everything is Mamish Kosov, and you can see it Mamish Vorim Brurim. Zog Reb Ochber Azay. Elve Gufa Leitzich Ekro, you're right. So why she's out? He says, I have another reason she's out. There's another reason that a Yevama is out. You know what? There's another Pasuk. The Pasuk is called Lokachas. I'll try to masber it like. The Pasuk is called Lokachas. It's brought down in Rashi, the Chof Amud Aleph, the last Rashi in Chof Amud Aleph. Lokachas. Arayas are not called Lokachas. The Haino, I will explain. We know Hashem said that Hashem didn't on Hashem. And on a pasuk, right? And as a dechelosi sheesh bekores, arayas cannot do yibum. On the gzeras hakosuk, arayas cannot do yibum. On a pasuk, arayas cannot do yibum. Why arayas can't do chalitza? I can't do erva lo tzichik kol. I'm not allowed to do yibum. But why I can't do chalitza? Is it aver to take off a shuf from erva? No. Why I'm not allowed to do chalitza? Kol she'ein oile leyibum, ein oile lechalitza. And I'm just going to say, why I can't do chalitza midai raisa? Why she's not chalutza? Why she's mutar lashuk? There is the rabbon, I'm red day raisa. Why she's mufka from the parsha? Kol she'ein oile liyum min oile lechalitza. It's a posuk. Zok Rashi and Davchof, what state in that posuk? Hashem says, if you can't do yibum, I don't want her to do chalitza. And that posuk Hashem says, she's out. Because if she's in, why Hashem doesn't let her to do chalitza? If Hashem really thinks that she's in the parsha, you can't do yibum, so let her to do chalitza. And then there is a kosuv from kol she'ein oile leyibum and oile lechalitza. We say she's out. Chai velavi ma oile lechalitza, because we have a different pasuk. Zog digmor emayro yiso, zog digmor etafsi bakidushi. So Rashi explains in the Pchof. Why Hashem said she's out? Because she's an erve that leitafsi bakidushi. So she's out. Because while she's a erve, there's no zika to her. The male has no zika as tibum and there's no zika as chalitza. Chai v'lavim could have a zika. So she has a zika lechalitza. Out is psukim. But what state in the psukim of kol she'ein oile? This is Rashi and Davchof. That while she's a erve, Hashem doesn't want her to do yibum and also not to do chalitza. Chai v'lavim Hashem wants her to do chalitza. My ro'iso? So here tafsi kiddushin, here loy tafsi kiddushin. What is the longest? Zogt Rashi in Davchof, Val tafsi, loy tafsi ba kiddushin, Hashem doesn't, loy karin bo lokachas b'diyevet. Hashem doesn't want it in the parsha. What? Rove says a svara that you can't do yibum. Rove never spoke about chalitza. Now, after I know that I can't do yibum, I know that I can't do chalitza, but mainly I know that there's no lokachas. You're right. Hashem, I don't need a pasuk that the Elva doesn't have to do Yibum. I'm misvor and know that she can't do Yibum, and there's a different pasuk that tells me, every time when you can't do Yibum, she's out. She can't do Chalitza. So the second pasuk of Lokachas, it's a little bit of how to say it, but the second, after Kol She'ein Oile LeYibum, state that she's mufka from the parsha. So now, if someone will ask us, every Arayas, why they out? Why every Elva is out? I can answer you two terutzim. One, you write that Elva Gufa Leitzich Ekro, but Lemaisa is a pasuk from Oleo. I don't need a pasuk. Lemaisa, after Gukshi Kol Arayis Le'adodi, she's out because Hashem said literally that the Elva can't do Yibum. And also without that I know she's out, because Kol She'ein Oile Yimene Lechalitze, V'lokachas Mele she's out. Zog Rebo Uchber, Nimtzeinu Zochinu Ledin, for all your vomits. Every Elva, not to do Yibum alein, we don't need a pasuk. Why she's out? twice. Because Kol She'ein Elim El Chalitza says she's out, and the Ma'isa says Gzeiras HaKosuf Unoleh, she's out. Ukshe Kol Arayis Le'adodi, she's out. So every Elbe could be out twice. Now, three times. She's out for Yibum Misvore. You can't do Yibum Enes De Chalitza She'esh B'Koros. But Le'maisa she's out, Chutz, because she's an Elbe, Le'maisa she's out, Litzro Oleh, she's also out because Enes De Chalitza, because Kol She'ein Elim Lokachas. Zog Reb Nochem, aber as they now, everything fits in place. Nida tafsi b'kiddushin. Right? Nida tafsi b'kiddushin. We said Tesis wanted there will be a chalitza. Nida tafsi b'kiddushin. First is mekalish chupas nida, it works. You could make kiddushin to a nida. So nida tafsi b'kiddushin. If nida tafsi b'kiddushin, so she can be out if the pasuk of kol she'ein oile leivu min oile lechalitza. Because she's oile lechalitza. What is the only way that she could be out? Because she's a erve. Frek teisa that will be nesro. But why will be nesro and nida? Because she's out. Why the nida will be out? Because she's a erve. And for teisa, leidomi lachisisha. She's not a erve. You can't learn her out from a erve. But she can be out from different reasons. A minute. Again, nida. If someone wants to be Nesro and Nido, we know to be Nesro it's a Svore, but you need to be out with a stempel, not stand out. So every Erva could be out for two reasons. Every Erva could be out because Kol She'ein Oile Leivu Min Oile Chalitza, Melokachas. And Kol Erva could be out because the Ma'aseh Shteit Oleo, the Ma'aseh Shteit Litzro, the Ma'aseh Shteit that she's out. So when Tesis wants that the Nido will be out, and the Mele will be Nesro, how she could be out? Where is the mute in the Torah that Nida cannot do Yibum? What is the pasuk that would say that Nida cannot do Yibum? Out. Because she's an Erve. So the Tesis, Leidomi Lachisisha. She's not an Erve. This is the Tesis. We're asking a Kasha, but you don't need to be an Erve to be Mismayed from the Parsha. Erve Gufa Leitzrich Ekro, and she's also Mismayed from the Parsha. But Erve Gufa Leitzrich Ekro, Erve Alein, she's out of the parasha because Kol She'ein Oile Leivu Min Oile Chalitza. So we may not be Nesro. So no chabon. So now we have the two as advo. All of the arayas, we know that Ein Eser Dechalitza Sheyesh Bekoros, you can't do Yibum. Because you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza. When you can't do Chalitza, you out. So if someone will ask you, B'shar arayas, is Nesro? Yes. How? Even without Oleo is Nesro. Well, I can't do Yibum, I can't do Chalitza. I know she's out. When someone is out, he stays out forever. Neither, and for the Cheshbon, she's not out, because she's only Lechalitza. She's Tavsi B'Kiddushin. The only reason she could be Nesro, because she's an Erbe, and she's Mufka from the Parsha. So the Tesis, Leidom, in Achris Isha. What? Ba. Efshar Yeh, Efshar Nish. The Baal Tesis, Mered of the Chalitza. So Nochamo. The Tzuras Advorim, we're staying the same. The Tzuras Advorim is, Teisves shtel the kasha here, that will be Nesro Benida. Teisves shtel the kasha that will be Nesro Benida, and the answer is, Leidomi Lachris Isha. I want to go over it again. The first Ma'alach says like this, Teisves asks Nesro, stop. Nesro doesn't need to be a Erve, Nesro doesn't need to not, it's a Svore. If you also want, you also forever. Frank Teisves, so let Nida to be Nesro. So Teisves is a Svore and Nesro, you have to be the lady bad. If it's a Zaytik Ezach, it's no Nesro. This is the first Mahalach. Because Nesro doesn't need Psukim. Nesro doesn't need Yalfusas. Nesro is a Svore. If you're out, you're out. Frank Tesis and Nida is also out. The Teret says, she's not out. It's a Zaytik Ezach. Oh, but every Erva in the world, Misvore is out. Chavelabim Behese, also you could say Nesro. They're out. The second Hezbo says, no. Out means Gzeres HaKosuf. Memele Nida doesn't have Gzeres HaKosuf. She's Leidomi Lachris Isha. This is the Teretz of Tesis. To be out, you need a Posuk. Leidomi Lachris Isha. Nida is not out. Nida doesn't have a Posuk. I we asked the Kashi, how you could tell me that you need a Posuk? I have a Gemore, Erve, Gufa, Leitzrich, Ekro, and even so would be Nesra. The Teretz says, Erve doesn't need a Posuk. Why? Because Erve can't do Chalitza. So she's out from the point that Hashem said that she can't do chalitza lo kachas, so Hashem said that she's out. So Elva, you're right, even if I would not have a Leo, she would be out from a different place, she would be out. She would be out from lo kachas, because she's not Eile L'chalitza, but made it past the Nesro. But the inside of Tesis is what? Nesro is when you have a mute in the Parsha. When you don't have a mute in the Parsha, is no Nesro. Just all of the Arayas, even without the mute, they have the second Pasuk. Because of the Tafsir B'Kiddushin, the Ein Eile L'chalitza. Neither only could come as the Mehalach fun Erve, as the Gzeras HaKosu fun Oleo, but Meile, it's like Tesis, Leidomi L'Achis Isha. Leidomi L'Achis Isha. Let me gain one more step weiter. Let me gain one more step weiter. I think this is Moshe. Flo? Shmuel's up. Let me gain weiter. Flo? Reb Nochem, be'etzem, isay de shtikul teire, chutz al shene pshat, אז כדאי to know this לא ככה, אז כבין אף כמין הסלילה, סתם to know the חשבן הדבורים. רב נוחם didn't come to say it here, סתם. We said it now, פשוט את טוב, תו מהלכים דו אינטסיס. רב נוחם really came to say this שתיקל תירה backwards. We need to say, to answer a קשה from רב אלחונן. I want to bring a קשה from רב אלחונן דו, and then we'll see why with this מהלך, רב אלחונן's קשה is מיושה. It's a תרומה סדשן. The Truma Sadeshen brings a Shaila. A Shaila comes up a lot of times. My brother is married to an Isha that she's Hemirodas. Hemirodas. She became a Goy. You can't become a Goy before Yel. But she tried to become a Goy. So the Truma Sadeshen paskens la'aloche that she's potur mi'ibum v'chalitza. Why? Because a person that becomes a goy is an issur to marry him, and if you marry him, it's kanoim poigim boy, ki ilu you marry a goy. Alt is chidushim for Tumas Adeshen. And we may leval she's a zevi a goy kanoim poigim boy, so a zevi chai v'krisis, so he's a erve, and val is a erve, he's potom yivam v'chalitza. So this is a psak of Tumas Adeshen, nisht ale am asking with them, that the same thing is fakert. When the yobam is a mumel, you have to know that's a big enough kemina. A lady, her brother, her husband is Nifto Loy Aleinu, and he has a Meshuma. This was a Ma'isa Psaq. What happened? A brother, two brothers. One stayed in Russia, became a Muma. The other one came to Eretz Yisrael. Now the one in Eretz Yisrael died. She didn't have kids, so Be'etzim she's Zokuk now to the brother in Russia. But the Yenem will never do a Chalitza. The Teretz says, he's a Muma! He's a guy! So Mele, you can't do Yibum to him. Chai v'krisis. Mele, you potum Yibum v'chalitza. So this is the chiddush of that Trumas Adeshen, that Saif the Yevom is a Mumeres, Saif the Yovom is a Mumer. We say that it's a Erve, and it's Eino Eile Leibum V'chalitze, and maybe you become Potter. Clear the Trumas Adeshen, a second child. After he's Mechadesh, that you like a Mumer. After he's Mechadesh, that you like a Mumer. And there's no Yibum and there's no Chalitze. He clears as a child. What would be if the husband dies and his wife is a mumeres, but there's another wife? She's not a mumeres. If we say if she's a erve, she patters the tzorah or she doesn't patter the tzorah? If she's a erve, she patters the tzorah or she doesn't patter the tzorah? Zogli Trumat Desadesh, and he has a raya from our taste first that she doesn't patter the tzorah. What is the right that she doesn't part of the Tzorah? He says, because it's Leidomi L'Achis Isha. Achis Isha is Osur only on him. Mumeres is Osur on the whole world. So it's Leidomi L'Achis Isha. Ad kan tshuva sa Trumas Adeshen. So nochamo. The first chiddush of the Trumas Adeshen is that if the brother that was Nifter is a Mumeres, she's not Zokuk Le'ibum, and she's not Zokuk Lechalitze, she's a Zevi Ha'erve, Val Kano Im Poigim Bo, she's a Erve, she's Ptura Me'ibu Mechalitze. We learn up, a Zevi Ha'rayas, Potu Me'ibu Mechalitze, Chai V'Krisis, Tafsi B'Kiddushin, she's a Erve. Zokta, no, if she's a Erve, she could pata the Tzora. Zokta, no, I have a Tesis. The Ptur Tzora we learn from Achis Isha. Tesis says that Ptur Erve is only if she's Erve to the Yavu. But if she's also Lekule Alme, Zok Tesis, is Leidomi L'Achis Isha. Is Leidomi L'Achis Isha. So Melevar is Leidomi L'Achis Isha. Zog Nitrum HaSadeshen. So this Isha is Leidomi L'Achis Isha. So she doesn't patter the Tzor.
Sorry.
So Santa Chiluk. She herself is potum yima v'chalitza, but she doesn't part of the tzara. Have the meichet zapor kashas. I'm skipping the kashas. Zogt Reb Elchanan, in Kovit Tzaores, hey, ois yudalef. Shteit in Orzarua, what happens if this mumeres does tshuva after a couple weeks? She lost her husband, she decided to do tshuva. Zogt Orzarua, keivon shenes rosho achas, Nesro ilomis. We say Nesro. At kan the tshuva Tumas Hanashim midor Zorua Tzazam. So no chabo. We have two chidushim. One chidush is if my brother died and he's married to a mumeres, she's potu meivun vechalitza, she's a erve. But she doesn't patter the tzora, why? Because she's not dum yedei achos isho. And Taisa says by us that you have to be dum yedei achos isho. Not going to argue now. Azay she Tumas Hanashim. That the svara of Taisa, the leidomi lachis isha, applies on mumeres because she's also lekule alme. So while she's also lekule alme, b'meile is a svara, a glata svara. While she's also lekule alme, it's a glata svara. Even so, zogdetum orzarua, you say nesra. Frekt Reb Elchanan, Taisa said that if it's leidomi lachis isha, it's also no nesra. Decide. If it's like achis isha, could patter the Torah. If it's not like a Achos Isho, so it's no Nesra. This is the greatest kasha from Reb Elchanan. A mumeres, the Tumas Hanashim decide that she's like a Erve. Chidushim. She's part of Chalitza, even more Chidush. But she doesn't patter the Torah because Leidomi like Achos Isho. Why? Taisa said, Osur Lakoy is Leidomi. You could argue, but as I say, Tumas Hanashim. Even so, Zabdor Zaruah, Abba Sidon Nesra. Frek Reb Elchanan, this is what brings down. Frek Reb Elchanan, mimon efshach. If you're learning pshat, that is to be, that mover is like achos isho, could patter the tzara, and it's nesra. And if it's loidomi lachos isho, Taisa says when it's loidomi lachos isho, it's no nesra. This is the whole Taisa. Maybe Taisa also spoke about tzara. But at what Taisa's giren? Because you're tafsi kiddush, you're not tafsi kiddush. Say that. But the mocking from Taisa is that Taisa says that you need to be like Achos Isha was a Nesra. And if them zogdor zoruah, ne? If she's also, she's also fair. If she's also, she's also fair. I don't miss the Achos Isha, doesn't make a difference. If she's also, she's also fair. So if she's also, she's also fair. Leidomi lachis isha. Say that. You don't need. So why doesn't patter the tzara? You tell me because leidomi lachis isha. Zog Reb Nochem, lefiu, we said now, advorim is half level fele. Avade, it's leidomi lachis isha. It's leidomi lachis isha. Because it's osur lakoy. So it cannot patter the tzara. The first Tumas Hanashim makes sense. She cannot patter the tzara. Why she cannot patter the tzora? Because it's leidomi lachis isha. She's not a erve. She's not a erve. She cannot patter the tzora. She cannot patter the tzora. Even so, zog dor zaruah, if she stops to be a mumeres, sido a nesra. Why? It's leidomi lachis isha. Leidomi lachis isha. Zog Reb Nochem, so what? Oh, but we have a yesoid. This lady is not oile leibum, and she's not oile lechalitza. She's like an erve. You're right, you can't learn it out from erve. Oh, but kosha in oile leibum, in oile lechalitza, we said, this is afkoe from the parsha. We said, omar rove, erve gufa leitzriche kro, even without a posuk, I would realize that the erve is out, because it's ein oile leibum, ein oile lechalitza, it's not called lokachas. She's out of the parsha. If she's out of the parsha, sidon esro. What were we answering in the second mahalach? The mahalach was like this: every erva in the world could be nesro, even if it's leidomi lachos isho, even if erva leitzriche kro. Why every erva could be nesro? Because she's out of the parsha. Als kol she'ein oile leibum oile lechalitza, she's out of the parsha. Only needed that is not out of the parsha because she's oile lechalitza. She needs to be dumi lachos isho to be nesro. Because if not, she's not out of the parsha. Only the Oleh could take her out. Now, she's leidomi lachos isha, she's not out of the parsha. Now we're saying, this lady, you're right, she's leidomi le'erve. So if you want the bat to Torah, she's not a Erve. Oh, but she's out of Parsha from a different reason. Because kol she'ein o'ele le'ibum ein o'ele le'chalitze. Val kol she'ein o'ele le'ibum ein o'ele le'chalitze. The man is she's outside the Parsha. As lokachas. What was her kasha in the second malach? Omar rove erve gufe lo yitzriche ko. We asked the kasha, how you don't need a pasuk? How I would know Nesra? We answered that if the Erva doesn't have a pasuk, she would also be Nesra. Why? Because after it's kol she'ein o'ele le'ibum ein o'ele le'chalitze, she's mufka from the Parsha. Because lokachas, if Hashem was mafkeh from the zikah, she's out of parsha. When she's out of parsha, mitzvah ain't no nesro. Only nida that be'etzem didn't have a mute out of parsha. The whole way the nida was out of parsha was from where? Because she was a shame elve. If it's ledom elachisito, she's not out of parsha. Meir, we come to mumeres, it's very poshet. To patr tzoro, you need to be dumi dachisisho. If not, you're not an elve, you can't patr tzoro. Oh, but to be Nesra, you don't need to be doing it erve. It's enough that you're outside the parsha. And Valdat Rumasadeshan said that the Mumeres, Reitavsi Bokidushin, she's Ptura Meimim Vechalitze, so she's outside the parsha. She's outside the parsha. But Meres, you don't Nesra. But Meres, you don't Nesra. Zol Bezach Ishishish. What? It's not Fiskidushin. It's not Fiskidushin. Because if it's Fiskidushin, it's not Chalitze. Remember, this is outside the parsha. This is the posh tevek to remind me that vote. This is the posh tevek to remind me that vote. I'm a super Rebaram Kotler has one more step up here. But I see the oil in my holding cup. I think I'm a super. I'm not sure. Choshev oil. I can say I'm sure. Noch ein Trop. Well, I say good what Rebaram sagt. Rebaram wants to say gewaltig gewalt. Mal zur cup. What? Rebaran sagt das, aber hört sich ein gut. It's so emes, what Rebaran is saying. Mamesh takes away all the pshat in Pashut, als gerecht. Rebaran. Rebaran sagt das. I'm going back to our original question. Our question is, we don't understand what is going on here in Tesis. Tesis wants that Nida will be Nesel. And he answers, Leidomi l'achisisha. And our question is, I'm just making a kleine chazore. Our question is, Nesel doesn't say l'achisisha. Nesel is a svore. So the first pshat, you don't need no psukim for Nesra, it's a svore. And the Rabbi Skarov explained, it means to say that the svore doesn't work out here. It's a zayti kezach, no shachis to droshes. And the mele in chavilavi. And the raya was, you don't need a psuk for Nesra. Nesra is a svore. Second malach was, Nesra is a svore. You're right. Oh, but you have to be out. To be out is other, if you're out of chalitza, you're out. Even with all droshes. When you're out completely, you're out. Or if you're out with a pasuk. You have to be out. Other when there's no chalitza, you're out. Other you're out when you have a pasuk. All of the arayas are out because they don't have chalitza. Because the mufka. I mean, they're out. So it's nesra even without a pasuk. But neither, the etzem she's in because she's no chalitza. The only way she'll be out is she'll be hekesh to arayas. Leidom ele arayas. This is pachas yoyisa. Shtikotere. We said it to Yosefus and Muma. Rebaran says like this. Nesra is a svore. If you're out, you're out. You don't need psukim. Svore. If you're out, you're out. Kevin shenesra shoachas nesra ilamis. But, or, even if you're not out, if Hashem makes you out, so you're also out. If Hashem asks you, so you're out. Zakhtar azay. All of the arayas are out. Even without chalitza. They're out. You can't do yibum, they're out. Ever let's see her crow? She's out. Nesra. Umeres. Nesra. Everyone is out. Misvore. Nida. Misvore is not out. Nida. Misvore is not out. And I want to explain to you why. Well, he's right. I want to ask you a shayla. We'll learn Bez Hashem tomorrow, the second chelik of Tesis. Tesis will answer that we don't say Nesro and Nida Bichlal because it's Yodar Kinoyam. So the first teretz is that it's taken no neso, because it's loydomi lachisisha. The second teretz is, I want to ask you a shayla. The first teretz, the second teretz, is no nesro and nida. There's no nesro and nida. So when she's a nida, she's allowed to get married to someone else, or she has to wait? What? A yavama, the husband dies, and the yavama is a nida. She could get married tomorrow to someone else, or she has to wait? Kiddushin takes it. She's not a yavama now, she can make kiddushin.
Why does she need yavama?
Why should they have Yavama?
She can't do
Yibam. Why should what?
She can't do Yibam.
Yeah, Lefidish says you don't need Chalitza. What? Why should Zaku?
She's Yavama, she got the can't do the
Yibam. I'm asking you a shayla. The Maslona Taisa says that there's no Nesu in Yibam. Right? There's no Nesu. Now, you know, now she's Asu, tomorrow she'll be Mutter. I'm asking you now that she's Asu, she's allowed to get married to someone else? I'm asking you, she's Loyala Aladas. Lo yishomanu that a yavama, if she's nida, she's mutter to the shuv. And you know, you have to find out if she's nida or not. She's not, if she's nida, she's mutter to the shuv. No one said in yavama such a chidush. Every yavama is 50% she's nida, 50% she's not a nida. So every yavama to the shuv is mutter. What? The chayah that Chinoyam says there's not a problem to wait. But why she has to wait? She's also now, she's an erve. So before Nesro came to the world, Misvore, she would have to wait till tomorrow. I'm asking, because tomorrow she go to the mikveh and she'll be okay. Poshtazay. Not the Yom Kippur, yeah? Lamazal on Nesro Yom Kippur. So in Yom Kippur she could get married to someone else? It's also B'tashu Shamita, but she could make Yiddushi to someone else? I'm not a Yivama today, I can't do Yivam. About it, she has to wait till Matzim Kippur. No shayla about it. Zok the Baron Azay. All of the Erves are out. So the Mele is a Svorah to say Nesra. Now she's out, maybe we'll say Nesra. Misvorah, we say Nesra. So Erve Gufel Yitzrich Ekro, Misvorah, all of the Arise in the world, Misvorah is Nesra. Nesra is a Svorah. Nida, Misvorah, she's not out. Even if she's chai v'kores, misvora she would have to wait. She's not out of the parsha. So lo yetzir is no gzeras akosu that she's mufka from the parsha. Misvora we would never say nesro by her. When we say nesro? Nesro we say when someone is out, stay out. If you're out, stay out. All of the arayas are out. Meshumeres, they're out. They're out of the parsha. So now the shayla is, then it became in. We say, if you are out once, you stay out. What is Nesra? If you are out once, you stay out. So you don't need a pasuk, it's a svore, it's a glat, a svore. If you are out once, you stay out. You don't need a pasuk for that. Masha'en ken nide, nide mi svore is not out. She will have to wait. Now what Tesis wants, that while she became also once, she will stay also forever. Tesis wants mechadesh a din nesro. While she was also b'shas ma'ase, she will stay also. Dear the nesro doesn't start misvore. Every nesro, Zogt Reb Aaron, starts misvore. What is the svore? She's out, it doesn't come back. The nusach of Reb Aaron is, if the zikah didn't start, it will not start later. I'm waiting for you to start there. Reb Aaron is waiting. The zikah doesn't start, it will not start later. You give it out at the beginning. If you're not dear, you don't get it. All of the arayas in the beginning are not dear, they don't get it. The nida, even when she's asur in the beginning, they told her, you'll get a zikah for tomorrow. You want to mechadesh shaber, while the isur is chal on her, sulei poka. This you need to learn out from arayas. To say ne'esro, that came on shechal on her isur, shuv lei poka, this you need to learn out of arayas. And nusach acher is two ways to say ne'esro. One way to say that the zikah doesn't start, if it didn't start at the beginning, it will never start later. This is a svara. And there's another part in the Nesro. After we know the chidush of the Torah of Nesro, and we have a parsha from Arayas, we say if Hashem answered someone, and he took him out of the parsha, he will not come back. So all of the Arayas, even if Hashem didn't answer them, misvara they can do yibum, they're out. They will never come back. Kevin shenesro shu'achas nesro elomis. Nida was never out. She was waiting. So if Hashem answered her, If Hashem takes you out of the parsha, says the svore, Hashem took her out, she will never come back. Aber mi svore, she's not out. Meile, the ganze masse umaten in Tesfes was only on a nida. Only on a nida. If you see the Lashon Trumas Hadeshen, it's kemat shteyt klor. Nida came and shoy menes letar. The man, she was never had that neso. The nida never had that neso. Nida only could be also because it's not gzeres hakosu. No, Val is a Ptur Erve, b'meila it becomes also, she's out of the parsha. If you learn Alpha Machis Isha Ptur Erve, b'meila you have Afkoy from the parsha. I want just to be mashlim Noche in Zach. Taste is brought down. Taste is brought down as it. Faces brought down that v'afilu b'shas nidoso mashma b'yume that you koine. V'afilu b'nidoso mashma that you koine. As I taste brought down a raya from the Gemara in Yume. V'afilu b'nidoso you koine. Reb Elchanan and Kivitz Seores Yud Aleph Ois Aleph Reb Elchanan frek takashe. Why take you coin? It's not mitzvah abo ba'aveira. V'kaymel on tzedam and the Omar that mitzvah abo ba'aveira is love and mitzvah. So why was that pshat? Zayte ke kasha frek Reb Elchanan. Why we say that afilu benidoso kno? It's not a klal from mitzvah abo ba'aveira. Tzedam and the Omar mitzvah abo ba'aveira is bichlam nishken mitzvah. So here is bichlam nishken mitzvah. Zayte Reb Elchanan yisoy. When you say mitzvah abo ba'aveira is not a mitzvah, only when the mitzvah is the maisa, not the tzitzoy. Lemosho. If you shake a lulav and it's aveira, you didn't shake a lulav. You blow a shofar. If it's a shofar shel isu, you're not yoitze. But if you make a bris milah lamazon, you steal a knife and you make a bris milah. So you say, no, now the kid is not mal, you have to mal him again. The mitzvah says it's gemalt. You steal a knife and you make a shritah. No, the cow is not shochut. The maisa, the cow is shochut. When it's a tzitzoy, you don't say mitzvah abo ba'aveira is not a mitzvah. When the mitzvah is the ma'aser mitzvah, you say mitzvah abo ba'aveira is not a mitzvah. He says, if in Yibum the mitzvah is to do a bia, you're right, you will not have a mitzvah if he does it. The mitzvah is to koine the isha. The mitzvah is not the ma'aser bia, the mitzvah is to koine the isha. It's rais. But mainly you don't say mitzvah abo ba'aveira. Shein avot from Rebbe Chonon. I just want to be ma'aser. What is the rais that the mitzvah is the kinyan? One of the rais is tesis by us. Tesis says mashma de konilei. They don't say mashma the mitzvah. This is in the chof. There's a lot of rais that the mitzvah is the kinyan. But Hashem, we'll get to the sugis later. The chkir of the mitzvah is the kinyan, the mitzvah is the ma'isabia. Nafkimin of the person that is not roi to kinyan. A shoito. Or the nafkimin is not roi to kinyan. I think it's very gishmak that Taisis Taki used the loshen mashma de konilei. Nechura, Taisis here was meramis v'derech agav that the mitzvah is the kinyan and the mitzvah is not the bia. The Shara White Taisa decided the Derech Agav to meramez it here. He could have meramez it somewhere else. Punk here, he decided to meramez it. Aber lefi Reb Elchanan is gishmak. We said, the Gemara in Pesachim is not muchach. You could learn the Ka'ovid mitzvah that he tried to do a mitzvah. Taisa wants a mechadish that the Gemara in Pesachim state that by the Eved you had the mitzvah. He has to madgish that the Kinyan is the mitzvah. Because if the mitzvah is not the Kinyan, the Reb Elchanan's kasha. So Mele Tesis, not only Stam B'derech Agav was Meramez here, that the mitzvah in Yibum is the Kinyan. Especially B'derech Agav was Meramez, that the Kinyan is the mitzvah, because if not, you have anyway a kasha. How you could say that B'dihevet you're Yoytze the mitzvah? So B'dihevet Nishkin Yoytze the mitzvah? Al-Koch the Pshat is, that the mitzvah is the Kinyan, but Mele, you don't say mitzvah abo ba'aveir. Mitzvah Hashem Morgan, we'll see the second part of Tesis. Ich bete taket zu sehen inne wenig, die Gmoris, der Thesis brings down, und auf Vizayin, und auf Vizayin, und auf Kufidalef, und Bezut Hashem, und sie gut, das ist ein Chilik. What?